On Friday, February 3rd, 2023, Francis House Central played Francis on Earth in the large gym at 7 p.m. It was the coaches versus cancer game and also the future Spartan night in which cheerleaders in 3rd through 8th grade performed during halftime with all their family and friends watching. It was an incredibly crowded basketball game and the tensions were running high. Not only are FHC and FHN longtime rivals, the game was also bouncing back and forth the whole night, so much so that it ran into overtime and the final tie-breaking basket was made in the last 10 seconds. There was a bright red clock on the wall, seconds ticking away more rapidly than they should. There were feet stomping, hands clapping, and voices shouting so loud that the ground underneath them shook. There was the heat of over 1,500 excited bodies on the edge of their seats. But while they were watching the game with clenched fists and hope in their eyes in the gym, something much more tense was happening just a short walk away in front of the main office. Principal Suzanne Leake and FHN Principal Jeffrey Fletcher were among the crowd that night. I was informed that there was a student potentially in possession of a firearm after the police were with him already, Dr. Leake said. This incident was brought to the attention of school officials within minutes of the end of the game. We found out the night of the game right around the end of regulation/overtime, Fletcher said. Since both principals were in the audience, this was just as scary for them as it was for us. But thankfully, school officials were able to keep the issue contained until the appropriate time came for them to announce it. Honestly, I felt okay about it because I knew he was with the police, and you know, being someone who was here that night and in the middle of everything in the gym, I didn't have any idea this was happening at the time. I felt like at the time, if I'm being honest, not many people knew this was even happening. When the student was taken or stepped to the side with the police, not many people saw that, and word had not yet traveled to me via students or parents, but then it got to meet their school officials, Dr. Leake says. However, upon exiting the game, families were met with a fight that consisted of at least 8 people being pulled apart and separated by authorities. It was definitely not something I was expecting to see. I've been going to Central since freshman year and I've only seen like a handful of fights, so walking out to such a big one was just really weird, says senior Faith Rakosh, who was in attendance that night.